try to ask yourself, what could you give that would be the most lasting value? I learned a great lesson from Dr. Hay on that one time in Squaw Valley, because I had two different sermons I wanted to give. One of them was on prayer, the other was on the book of Psalms. And he said, well, if you expound things in the book of Psalms, then every time the people go over those verses again, the sermon relives and does its good all over again. But if you give a stir to action, inspire type sermon on prayer, it'll last a little while and another one needs to stir people up all over again. So I'd like to follow his advice tonight and give you something that I hope will be something you'll use more than just for temporary inspiration or just for temporary motivation. The first subject I'd like to cover, I hope to cover in just a few minutes. Back when I went to Ambassador College, I had a roommate named Raymond McNair. And I looked in his Bible, and I was surprised, because he made a coloring book out of it. And there were parts of it that were red, and parts were blue, and parts were yellow, and I said, say, where can I buy a Bible like that? And he just kind of chuckled and said, well, a lot of work, that's where you're going to buy a Bible like that. But you know, a lot of people have asked me in the past, the marking or coloring system that I've used in trying to cause my Bible to be a lot more handy, a lot more easy to use. So I'd like to just suggest a few hints on marking your Bible. First of all, I've used coloring pencils to outline certain paragraphs. Like as I flip through my Bible, every prayer in the Bible is colored green. So I can find all the prayers in the Bible, whether it's Daniel 10 or whether it's in Revelation or wherever it is, just by flipping through and noticing these green colors. So the pencils I've used have been the larger leaded Venus Paradise pencils, because the lead's larger and softer and it'll color your Bible a lot easier. The subjects I've felt important enough to color, first of all, green, I've colored prayer. At first I used to just color it solid. Then I'd find out I'd made a mistake. Because if you color an example of healing, and then later you find out you want to color the Sabbath also, then what do you do about healing on the Sabbath when you already colored it? So I learned a lesson there, and that is, don't color it solid. Just make a frame around it. Like you, some of you that are up closer can see that purple frame there. So then if you find out there are two subjects there, you can color another frame around the inside of that frame, and you can make it two subjects. So anyway, I've colored prayer green. I've colored healing brown. I've colored the Sabbath day red. And back then I thought I was pretty smart, I guess. I colored Satan yellow. And if I had it to do over again, I'd color him red. But everywhere it talks about an unclean spirit, a devil, a demon, Satan, the dragon, the old serpent, it's colored yellow in my Bible. Ezekiel 28, Revelation 12, Matthew 4, you know, no matter where you are, you can find it. Another subject I found very important, which Mr. Armstrong covers vigorously in his new book, that's predestination. Everywhere in the Bible it says, call, chosen, elect, first fruit. All of that is an indication of predestination. Everywhere as I go through the Gospels that I see Christ got away from the crowd, left the crowd, I've colored orange for predestination. Everywhere it talks about Israel, I've colored purple. Now you'll find a lot of places to talk about Israel. Take the booklet on the United States and British Commonwealth and go through. Or take Mr. McNair's book on Ascent to Greatness and color it purple. Another subject I've colored is the Holy Days. Everywhere it mentions Holy Days, I've colored blue. Now, there are other subjects you may want to color, but since you only have 12 colors, some of them are white and unusable, you can't have them show up on your page. So there are other subjects that I've colored, but instead of using a color on them, I'll just write words across, like you can see the word Easter written across the page there. Now, there are other subjects. I might just... the millennium. That's one real important one to color. Everywhere I find ministers reading verses that talk about what it's going to be like in the millennium, I've got 1,000 written right across it. So you may want to color by subject like that. Other subjects I've colored, I put the word tithe, you know. Just take one of these red pencils and blue on the other end and just write tithe right across a paragraph that's dealing with tithing. When a verse is talking about Christ's second coming, I write Advent, or just A-D-V, for second coming, Advent. And therefore, when you get to a chapter like Matthew 24, it's just got Advent written all up and down the page on the side, because most of it's talking about Christ's second coming. A few other subjects I'll just run down and mention to you. Having been a hard shell Baptist in the past, one of them I colored was dance. Now, you know, I know what all the Bible has to say about dancing. Because all I got to do is flip through there and it says dance, 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 dance many times. So I know what it's got to say about dancing. Same way with wine. You know, you can just take your concordance and look up the word wine, look up strong drink or whatever, which is rarely used, and mark it in your Bible. And you won't have it happen to you like it did to me when I was sitting at Ambassador College and the guy came along and said, "Hey, come on down to the room and have a shot." I said, "What?" He said, "Come on down to the room and have a shot." And I said, "A shot of what?" And he said, "A shot of wine." And of course, I'd been a Southern Baptist. I said, "You got to be kidding." He said, "No, it says in the Bible, take a little wine for your stomach's sake and you're off in infirmity." Well, I don't have any bellyache, you know, and I don't have any often infirmities. I said, "You're just telling me you're going to drink it socially because it says take it for your stomach's sake and you're often infirmity." Well, then he showed me other places that you use. I said, okay. But you know, if you mark things in your Bible, then you're going to know that you know what it says. Like fasting. I've just got the word F-A-S-T written right across. Any paragraph or verse that shows an example of fasting. A real short word. Other subjects I've colored, government. And I mentioned to the students in Big Sandy, I thought that might end up being the most important subject they ever marked in their Bible. And since then, it's proven to be very much true. Because how many places in the Bible do you know of that says, obey, yield, submit, to talk about government? You know, when I read in the Bible where it says, Paul sent Timothy. Paul said, bring Mark. Paul said, bring Zenas the lawyer. That's government to me. You know, if the church tells me, go, I might say, well, I sure hate to have to go there. And they might just say, go. And then I say, when? And that's it, see? But it may do you a lot of good to mark government in your Bible. Another subject that's very easy to mark, some of these you can mark in 5 minutes, like the laying on of hands. I just write the word hands right across the verse. They laid hands on them. Several others I mark the word hell. Anywhere it talks about hell in the Bible. Because you run into a lot of friends that think they know what it says about hell. So if you've got it marked everywhere, then you're going to know what it says about hell. Other things I've marked, immortal soul. Verses that show there isn't any immortal soul. The soul that sins, it'll die. You know, man is like the beast that perish. I just put IS on a verse like that, immortal soul. And you know, verses that disprove the Trinity. I've taken back articles on the Trinity, and I just write across it, not three. Testament. And you can look through and it'll say not three. The first paragraph of all of Paul's epistles are not three verses, because he slaps the Holy Ghost in the face if it's a person. He leaves him out all the time. Never does refer to him. Says, grace be to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And leaves out the Holy Ghost again. So, another subject I've covered, some men may find this very important. What should you do about going to war? Is it all right for a Christian to kill? You know, if you're a Christian, you line up on a battlefield and one Baptist shoots another Baptist because one's a German, the other's an American. Sound like somebody's got mixed up there, you know, which is first, your religion or your nationality. So verses that deal with not killing, I've marked CO, conscientious objector. Now there are other type things, like if you're wanting to look through the Gospel of Matthew and you want to find out where the parable of the sower is, just write the word sower up across the page. You want to find out about the prodigal son in Luke, just write prodigal right across that chapter and you won't have any trouble anymore. So there are certain paragraphs, subjects that I have marked like that. What about the miracle of loaves? Just write loaves right up the verse. The parable of tares, I just write tares right up the page. Where Jesus explained why he spoke in parables, just write parables right up and down the page there. What about when you have 100 sheep and one goes astray? I just write 100 sheep on there. You know, that brings your mind to the story right away. What about taking money out of the fish's mouth for paying taxes? I just write fish on there. What about all the verses in Proverbs that deal with child training? Just write kids. You know, if you want to write children, have at it, but kids is much harder. What about forgiving 70 times 7? Just put 70 times 7 across it. Mary Martha. I marked that because that's a vital section of Scripture. What about the Good Samaritan? Just write Samaritan up and down the page. What about Christ calming the storm? I just put that on there. Just write the word storm right across that section. Oh, I've got Christmas in my Bible, too. Luke 1 and 2, where the so-called Christmas story comes from, I just write XMAS across all those verses. And then every year when I give my annual Christmas message, which I do every year, I just turn there and read the true story. You know, people are dumbfounded. They never really heard that true story. They heard about three wise guys and all kinds of, you know, they had to have jet camels to get back from the east by the time he was born. You can imagine that story. That's unbelievable. It doesn't say that at all, you know. By the time they got there, they went into the house. It didn't even say they went into the manger or into the cave or whatever. What about the parable of the virgin? Just write virgins right up the page. One I colored got me in trouble, though. I was preaching a funeral one time, and right along with 1 Thessalonians 4 about funerals, I had sex written right on the page. And sure enough, somebody would be there and they'd look over your shoulder and they'd see, they couldn't believe that. They saw sex written right in your Bible. But there are verses that have a lot of instruction about sex. The parable of the sheep and the goats. I just got sheep and goats written right up and down the column. Seven brothers that took the same wife, you know. I just have seven bros on there, B-R-O-S. About walking on water, just write water across it. Parable of the talents, just write talents across it. Parable of the pounds, just put a big pound sign on there. And you know, when you're dealing in Proverbs with verses that relate to finances, you find the sign everybody likes to see, a dollar bill sign. You know, just put a dollar bill sign right on there whenever it's talking about laws of finance. One last thing I've done in marking my Bible, and I don't know whether I'd do this again, but they have these little plastic protractors that you can use, and they have circles and hexagons and, you know, a lot of different stars and different designs on these protractors. So I started marking several subjects using those symbols on a protractor. The fear of God. You'll be surprised. You'll wear out a red pencil on that one. The fear of God I've got is a red hexagon. That jumps up in your face and hits you in the eyes. Very important. The kingdom of God. Boy, my Bible looks like it's got the German measles with that. Because I've got blue hexagons everywhere it says kingdom, 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 kingdom. You know, a few years ago someone said, well, I kind of got mixed up and I'm just not sure I know what the gospel is. And wait a minute. You know, you just flip through. Kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom, 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 kingdom. And before long they kind of remember what the gospel is. So that's one I've appreciated marking. Having been a Baptist, another one I've marked. And this, I used a triangle on this protractor. Everywhere in the New Testament it refers to Moses. You think he's very important in the New Testament? How many times do you think Moses is referred to in the New Testament? You be sure it's an exact numerical pattern. I think it's 84, if I'm not mistaken. 7 times 12. So you get quite a few purple triangles. Okay, if you had any other questions or you want to glance at my Bible, I'll let you look at it with a chain on it and a padlock so you don't get off of this one that's marked here.
Additional programs and literature available at hwalibrary.com.